This is Batchy for Blokes.
Hello, it's Jackie Kosolke and my friend Joe Thornley. Hello.
Hello, I'm a pot plant full of urine.
If ever there was a week to Batchy for Blokes, it's this week.
It was packed with good stuff.
Packed with good stuff on The Bachelorette. Sophie Monk, on one of the dates, which we'll get to, she said, I just, what do you want? What do you want in life? What do you want in a partner? She was like, I just want to make people happy. And I was like, you're making everyone happy.
She so is.
She's so cool.
Australia's greatest living treasure.
Australia's sweetheart.
Australia's sweetheart. In Hello Red Frock.
Yes.
There is zero chance that she was comfortable,
yes.
But who cares, I say.
That had me questioning my sexuality.
That was incredible. I was booked in to get some ribs removed.
If you've just discovered this podcast, Joe and I break down each week's episodes of The Bachelorette and perhaps give men some insight into what women are thinking about dating.
Yeah, but my advice is please don't expect us to look that good in dresses.
Wednesday night, we had a single date, first up with the magician Apollo.
Apollo. I was just in a car coming back from a picnic and we were talking about Apollo. And the general consensus was, well, there were three adults and one baby. The baby didn't have an opinion. The general consensus was Apollo's not going to win, but he's the greatest human.
100%.
He's like, he defends the other guys. He sticks up for them. He pulls out chairs. That's not unnecessary, but it's still nice. He's fucking built.
Yeah.
He can dance, he can do magic. Not that it's weird that that's an asset for him, yeah. But it's a real drawback for others.
I was watching it going, oh, he's too young for her, he's too young for her. And then I thought, hang on, he's like, I think he might be the youngest.
I think he's 24.
Bachelor. Yeah, he's 24. Yeah. And I was like, oh, he's too young for her. And then I went, hang on, maybe. Do you know what I mean? Like, he is very mature for his age.
Well, that happens when you have a heart attack and kidney failure.
Yes.
His heart has literally been broken before.
See, I wanted to tell you about that, but I know that you don't read articles.
I don't. I think you hinted at heart attack, and yeah. I was like,
Jo doesn't like to read any. She likes to be a bachelorette virgin.
I like
every
to
week.
Just have the story. I like to absorb the story as it's squirted at me by the intended storytellers. Oh, with one exception. Do you know I read a Daily Mail article this week? I also read Yahoo. They're not just one of my recaps.
You might have seen a little bit of Daily Mail action and a Yahoo B action about
featuring
this. Featuring yours truly.
Jackie Kosolke.
About this podcast.
And in a flower crown, looking once again a gorgeous.
Yeah. Okay. So my friend Natasha Lee, who writes for Yahoo 7/B, contacted me and said, I saw that you met a couple of the Bachelor contestants.
Because you went to the Rises for your birthday.
I did. And I ran into Sam with a terrible comb over. And Ryan.
STCO, yep.
And Ryan.
Ryan with the non-terrible comb over, but the very terrible personality.
The villain of the series.
Oh, yeah. Also, I know if you're listening, Ryan, we understand if you no longer want to be on this podcast.
I think he wants to be friends with me. Anyway, so I put up a picture on my Facebook with the two of them because I went over and had a bit of a chat.
You tagged me in it.
Yes, because
check it out, Joe Thornley. At Joe Thornley.
Our mutual friend Edwina was like, there's the Bachelors. You should go talk to them and tell them you do the podcast.
100%.
And I was like, oh, I can be bothered.
Yeah, you could.
And then she's like, do it for Joe. So we went over.
I love being used as, bait?
Yeah. So we went over and we're just having a chat. Anyway, I am legit six champagnes deep. Deep.
Oh, SCD.
And it was my birthday and, you know, anyway. So
did you lead with that? It's my birthday.
I think so.
Good.
And chatting, and Sam was just like disinterested and off and arms all over girls and all that sort of stuff. And I was chatting to Ryan, and what I will say, Ryan was lovely and polite and friendly, and I had a really decent chat with him, and I thought, what a tops bloke.
Well done, Ryan.
You know, I thought, yeah, he's a decent guy. And I was like, hey.
You told him about the podcast? He's like, yes, I've listened to every episode for the last 3 years.
No, he didn't say that, but he's like, do you want my number? And I was like, and I didn't have my phone with me. And I was and Eddie's like, my friend Edwina was like, okay. And so she like just punched it in her phone. And
I think when you're talking about Ryan, you avoid the word punch.
And then that was it, right?
Yep.
I did talk to him about when the bachelors get the roses from Sophie, they are attached via magnets.
See, I didn't know this.
And he, this will become interesting later on in the podcast, he did say to me that he doesn't have a problem with girls who swear. And I was like, all right, that's fucking great. Good for you.
Yeah.
But what you should know is when we rocked up to the races at Royal Randwick a few hours before that, we were in the members section and men, there are strict dress
Jackie
codes.
Just wants you to know that she's fancy.
It's just us in the members. Oh, no, GA is not a place for me. I was in GA once and this girl.
Is that general admission?
Yeah. And this girl.
Do classy people know that acronym and I don't?
Yeah. So I was in GA at the races and there was a girl in this mutual group of friends who legit just got her tits out. Just, and I was like, this is the races.
To be honest, that happens at fancy places as well.
Yeah, to be fair. Anyway, so we're at members, right? And there are strict codes. And we're standing out the front. I was waiting for another friend to arrive. And we've seen Sam, Ryan, and Luke rock up. And I was like, oh, of course.
Oh, and Luke.
And Luke was there too, but I didn't chat to him. And I was like, oh, of course the bachelors are going to be here. Classic Sydney.
Yeah.
D-grade celebrities, you know. And Ryan and
no, they're C now.
They, yes.
As soon as production wraps,
yes.
They'll be D.
Ryan and Sam have turned up without ties.
Ryan and Sam.
Come on.
First rule.
This
members.
Is the faces.
They'd rather you wear a tie than underpants.
The wonderful thing about the ATC is, sorry.
What's the ATC?
Australian Turf Club.
Oh, it's not arse, tits and... You know I love an acronym.
So the wonderful thing about the ATC is if you're a flog and turn up without a tie,
they've got emergency ties.
They've got emergency ties and they're this lovely powder blue colour. So they've been handed matching emergency ties, right? I've put a picture on my Facebook, tagged you and went, well, I guess if these guys are giving out their numbers at the races, I guess they don't win. Lols, right?
Scoop,
right? And then Tasha's contacted me. She's like, hey, can I write a story?
Everyone thought Ryan and Sam were going to win.
Yes. So Tasha's contacted me. She's like, can I write a story? And I was like, of course. And I was like, can you please put in front and center that they were given emergency ties. She's like, love it. And anyway, so Tasha wrote a great article on Yahoo 7/B, which you can read right now, along with Joe Thornley's writing her recaps of The Bachelorette.
Week in,
anyway,
a week out.
In the Daily Mail. Contact Kasulks and we're like, can we get some scoop? And I was like, yep, whatever's in Yahoo 7.
And you were like, yeah, you're notorious for accurate reporting. Let's go.
I said, whatever's in Yahoo 7, get it. She's like, I need some more. And I went, oh, that's what happened. And she's like, I need some more. And I was like, that's all that happened. And then I went, by the way, I really love the Daily Mail. It really makes my life. And I read it every day.
It is. It's your religion. It's your church.
Anyway, and she was quite lovely, the lady from the Daily Mail. But I was like, I'm sorry, I don't have any. And she's like, was Sam a sleaze? Was this happening? I was like, I'm sorry. I chatted to them. Ryan gave me his number. That's it. Then this article appears.
It's networking, Jackie. Networking.
This article appears in the Daily Mail with photos lifted from my Instagram and all of a sudden there's giant pictures of me on this website.
Your cheekbones looked amazing.
Thank you. It's contouring. So anyway, then I get a little PM, private message.
Oh, good. Thank you.
On my Instagram from
Penis
one
vagina.
At Life of Right.
Oh.
Yeah. So saying, I'm sorry if you got the wrong impression, Jackie. I wasn't hitting on you.
Okay. If it's a choice between a person getting the wrong impression and the Daily Mail giving the wrong impression, weighted heavily on B.
And I was like, oh, bro, it's fine. He goes, you mentioned you had a podcast and I thought I'd come on for a laugh. And do you like when I do my impersonating man voice?
It's your universal bro voice.
My boss hates it so much. I don't talk like that. I'm like, yeah, you do. Anyway, he was like, oh, I'm sorry if I gave the wrong impression. I just, you mentioned you had the podcast. And he thought, and I was like, mate, you're welcome to come on the podcast. Let me know.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Maybe please don't listen to any of our previous episodes beforehand.
You're still welcome, Ryan. Mm-hmm. You're also welcome, Sam. And you are also welcome, Luke. In my pants.
I'm just going to say, Sophie, you are welcome.
I know.
I would ride a tractor over Sam, Ryan and Luke
so
to get Sophie on this.
That is pretty much the story. So if you're still with us, there you are.
Anyway, Apollo looks good on his day.
Yeah, Apollo.
He's not my type at all. I like tall, but I'm not fussed with built. I'd like a hairy man and Apollo has none. He's young, too young even for me.
Yeah.
But when he was, I don't know if it was the lighting or when they dressed him up in 50s duds, but he did bits to my parts.
Would.
Yeah.
And also, you know, it was a nice old-fashioned kind of date, and I thought
it was
that was
stupid,
cool.
Though. The premise was stupid.
I love stupid, though.
I'm going to ask you questions, and we're going to act out the answers and take photos of them on an oldie-timey camera.
Ye oldie.
If someone planned that for a first date that I was on, I'd be like, you are trying 8 times too hard.
Tone it down.
Well, nice car, though.
Yeah, definitely. And then he got a rose. They had a pash.
Yeah, and a little dance.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Soph looked great. Then we had a group date and...
It was a ruse!
So they alluded to this last week. Basically, there were 4 intruders. All the original bachelors were lined up. The helicopters rocked up. And then 4 new bachelors have arrived. And Osha, shock horror, commented, hey, 4 go in, 4 have to come out.
But he also did, and he tries to get he tweets that he tries to get like a movie reference or something into each episode.
Yeah.
And he told her to get to the chopper.
I'm still mad at Osha. Like, I'm Ryan and Osha is me. And I'm like, Osha, come on the podcast.
Osha is a busy, busy man.
I don't care. You write back to someone's tweet when you're both in
the
media.
Oh, we liked it. It's the same thing.
Anyway, so yeah, then these new bachelors have come out and we've got...
we've got Guy, who I think is Welsh. He has the look and the personality of someone who's drawn a face on a toilet roll.
I thought he was quite handsome. I think he was very nervous. He's also an optometrist and gave Soph a pair of sunglasses.
And they were nice.
Oh, I'm here for... If you want to take
us on
dates...
If you're an optometrist.
And want to take us on a date, please give us sunglasses.
See, I was like, if you're listening to this podcast, please bring us sunglasses.
We'll talk about them.
Can I just say, you know that I'm garbage at accents, but I can do one sentence in Welsh.
Go on.
It's, hear all these 2 sheep while I count them.
Yep. No, that's
my sister
okay.
loves that.
No, it just needs a little bit of work.
Hi, Shelley.
Fuck
off.
No. Oh, all right. Remember what Ryan said about girls who swear. Then after the Welsh optometrist, do we have AJ?
AJ, who's a chef, who's lying to us about where his chin ends with his facial hair, but bless him. He brought her a personalized menu.
Yeah, that's up your alley.
Totally. I like AJ. He instantly had more personality than most of the other guys. I'm kind of on board.
He's your type. P.S. If you take Joe Thornley out for dinner, gentlemen, there's a couple of things you need to know. One,
getting the tasting menu.
She does this to me every time. I'm swearing a lot in this podcast today. She fucking does this to me every time. So she's like, yeah, we're going to go here. And I'm like, yeah, cool. And
you
in my
don't
head,
put up a struggle.
Oh, I try really hard. She's like, we're getting the tasting menu. Next thing I know, it's 10 courses and $200.
Because that way you don't have to think about it.
Anyway, so then after that mate, there was the guy who I thought was hot, but then I realized he wasn't.
Paul.
In some lights.
He had the look of someone who less than 3 hours ago just shaved off his soul patch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's a...
He didn't bring anything.
No.
Because he's a parent of 5.
5 boys.
And he's at university.
Also a 39-year-old grandfather.
Yeah. That's... Okay, the way you said that made it sound like he was the parent of a 39-year-old grandfather, but he's
39
not.
And he's a granddad.
But it's like he's used his penis. At least five times. Yeah.
So look, the one thing when I talked about dipping a toe in early 40s,
dipping more than a toe. Oh, right. Okay.
If I was to dip a toe in early 40s, you want, first of all, they've got to be in good condition, right?
Yeah.
Good condition, low K's, right?
And these are not my criteria.
These are my criteria. Mm. And, you know, also if you've got 5 kids, I'm thinking you probably wouldn't want to have any more, you know?
Fine.
And then the last intruder was, this is quite controversial, Stu.
I don't build a guy up as possibly being a celebrity if you're not. Also, yeah. I think I've met Stu, but him being a publican means I was probably drunk at the time.
I think I've met Stu too.
I think everyone's met Stu.
I think I've been on Stu's boat.
Really?
I think so.
Not a euphemism?
No. But yeah, they've met before. So, and I know you don't read stuff, but I did a lot of reading on this, and they have met before, and the press are insinuating that they may have dated previously. So then there was a ridiculous group date, polo on bikes, and
Jared's aggression meant that Blake got smacked in the face.
Yeah. So Jared is trying to kill all of the...
Yeah. But he's also like, oh, well, I did him a favor because he got to spend time with Sophie. Never go out with a guy that considers drawing blood a favor.
No, I don't think so. Who won the polo? Not a polo.
Yeah.
The polo. Was it a polo?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I can't remember. Boring. Then we were at the mansion.
Four boring people went home.
Yeah, pretty much. She sent home three of the originals. Harry looked like he was crying.
Yeah, and did a speech. And then maybe Brett
and then the granddad.
The granddad. But who was the other? Hayden. Who seemed funny, but yeah, not for Sophie.
Bye, mate. We were on to Thursday night and we had a single date.
James, team James.
With Joe's favourite James.
Oh, I love him.
It was a bit of a weird sort of setup. So it's like, I'm a performer.
Okay, I'm leaning back because I need to shout this.
Okay.
Stupidest date ever.
100%. So it was like...
You don't go on a date busking.
No.
Intruders get a helicopter. He gets a water taxi.
Yeah. It looked like Manly.
And some rhythmic gymnastics.
Yes, it was very strange. But, like, I think we'll skip through the street performing and get to the bit where they were on the couch chatting.
Because I do all the screen caps to write the recaps. Oh, I just rapped. Better than them, in fact. And I wasn't going to use them in the recap, but I just did a screen cap every time they looked at each other and smiled. Eight things. They're a bit like Maddie and Laura. Oh, wow, I just did a blank.
The last winners.
yeah. In that when they're together, there's this warmth and this need for them to be holding hands and touching each other and everything the whole time. I like those two together, which means I know I'm going to be disappointed.
Yes.
But she said to him,
Can I just kiss you? Oh, I know.
And he whispered into her hair, you're a really good person.
Oh
my God. It's just so great. But like whispering you're a really good person into a girl's hair, like not on the bus to a stranger, but I loved that.
Yeah. So he got a rose.
A really nice kiss.
And a really good pat. Then we, another stupid group date.
I liked it.
So we had a group date where all the boys were dressed up as schoolboys and they had to do...
And Jared was a dick. They had to do paper planes.
I just didn't care. You know how I feel about group dates.
Yeah,
so
and Jared celebrated being the third worst. They played basketball. That's the most boring thing you can watch a guy do. They had a maths test.
Yeah.
And they were all, monumentally stupid. Mm-hmm. The best part of that was watching Mac's face. Mac was already out, so he didn't have to do the maths test, and he was just gobsmacked.
Was he doing the adding up in his head face?
No, Mac was watching, and he knew the answers to these unbelievably easy maths questions.
Yeah.
And Mac was just looking at these guys like, how do you make it to your front door each morning?
Yes.
And then... a spelling bee spelling bee, which is its correct pronunciation. Oh, but I also noticed that fucking Jared, while he was making his aeroplane, he'd made a little sticker saying, I heart Sophie, and he wore it on his shirt for the rest of the challenge.
No, Jared.
Don't make me get the hose.
That's very Tom Hiddleston, Taylor Swift.
It's very the call is coming from inside the house.
Yes. Then my mate won.
Ryan.
And
because AJ threw it because he sees his friendship with people he's only just met is more important with the entire object of the show. But I digress.
Oh, I know. Men when they get competitive, it's great. It's great to watch. Yeah, so Ryan, my mate, was having a chat with Soph and she's like, basically, how do you feel? And blah blah. He goes, I don't know.
He said maybe to Australia's greatest living treasure.
Dunno, maybe.
Don't do that.
Dunno. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Can't tell.
Maybe, you know, if you're worth it. Maybe worth it.
I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe.
And then she said, how do you feel about swearing? And he's like, no, don't like it.
And so she said, f*** off.
And then he said, this is f***ing bullshit.
Ah, bye.
And the thing was, I wasn't supposed to do this podcast because I was in Cairns.
And I got a text at the time that Sophie was telling Ryan to leave, going, "We're doing it.
Neck up, Thornley." Anyway, so he's gone. See you, mate. Bye. We're back at the mansion. And last week, Jared, because Jared runs a vineyard.
Yeah.
And he was, or they keep on calling it a vineyard on the show, and that just sounds weird to me.
Yeah, vineyard.
Vineyard.
Vineyard in Melbourne.
Yes. And
I don't know where it is.
He'd planted some pot plants with Sophie.
With Sophie, and hers was growing, which you might have been lying. His isn't growing.
No, because
he suspects foul play of the warm stream variety.
Was insinuated that someone has been peeing in his pot.
Someone's been pissing in your pot plant.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would actually stop one growing, but I'm admittedly, I just put water and fertilizer on my plant, not weed. But he's like, that's something, you know, they're such children. They're children.
Yeah.
Do you know what children do? Become emotionally attached to a pot plant. Actually, that's not, this is from someone, I just did some yard work this afternoon.
Yeah.
And I talk to them and I call them, "How you going, fellas?"
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
And I called a caterpillar a gentleman right before I killed it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm actually not surprised. You know what? I apologized to the dishwasher the other day. I opened it up and it was on. I went, "Oh, sorry." And my housemate goes, "Did you just apologize to the dishwasher?" And I was like, "Yes."
Well, it's like walking in on it in the shower.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Whoops.
Then we had the rose ceremony and
Guy.
The ethnically mysterious optometrist went.
I told you he's Welsh.
Yeah, yep. And that's this week's...
It was massive!
...episodes of The Bachelorette.
And you know I expect you to bleep bits of this out.
Of course I will.
So... like a f***ing cunt of a guy who doesn't like f***ing girls who f*** swear. We gone.